I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hello there.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, guys. Great show. Love it.
Good morning, guys. Big fan of the show.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
Call or text WGR at 803-0550 or post on X at WGR550 and get connected to Jeremy and Joe now.
Welcome back. It's a beautiful Friday. Zero clouds in the portion of the sky I can see out the window, so I guess I can't confirm that the whole sky is cloudless, but it looks great out. As we get you to your weekend, one of the biggest fantasy draft weekends of the year, I'd imagine this week, next weekend, are probably two of the most popular weeks of the year for drafts. I got a couple. I know the guys in here have a couple. I got to get my guillotine league scheduled as well. That's going to be probably like day before the season, I would expect. You get some cramming there. Now on the Western Hotline, as we talk some fantasy, Ian Harditz from Fantasy Life, fellow passenger on the Jordan Mason hype train, joins us on the Western Hotline. Morning, Ian. Thanks for hopping on.
Good morning, man. Appreciate you guys having me. And yeah, Jordan Mason, no matter what, you know, get your sticky note out for all these drafts.
I believe I have him now in every league I've drafted. Jordan Mason of the Vikings, for those that are maybe catching up on where he got to. And we'll obviously get to the Bills, Ian, but I've seen you write about him too, that Mason is all the advanced numbers are great, and he's in an offense now where I don't really think Aaron Jones has to keep that job forever. So I just feel like it's made sense all summer.
Everything we've heard from Kevin O'Connell, the beat reporters, even just, again, practice usage and stuff, is telling us it's going to be far more of a 1A, 1B situation, probably a lot more similar to what Aaron Jones was doing in Green Bay with the Jamal Williams and A.J. Dillons of the world over the last few years. So you said it, man. I mean, Jordan Mason taking over for CMC first half of last year had more rushing yards than anyone not named Derrick Henry or Saquon Barkley during the first 8 weeks. So Vikings did a good job at sprucing up the offensive line. I just think Mason right now is pretty much like a cheaper version of David Montgomery. I mean, for anyone drafting on ESPN, guys, pick 140, RB39. So he's being priced as this pure handcuff next to guys like Tyler Algier and Trey Benson. Yet I actually think we can get some flex value out of it. So Jordan Mason, again, love, love, love that ADP. And a range of the draft where people are usually just taking backups anyway.
Ian Harditz with us on the Western Hotline. So we'll get to a couple other around the league things after we talk some Bills here. If you want to check out Ian's stuff, Fantasy Life Show, fantasylife.com. He wrote about his My Guys the other day. And that's where I wanted to start. Mason was one of them. Keon Coleman was another, Ian, and we spent a lot of today talking about Coleman and like what the ceiling could be for him this season. You like him, you're drafting him. How are you arriving at a place where you're picking him in a lot of your leagues?
Again, a lot of this does come down to where they're going. I always say don't hate the player, hate the ADP. And right now, Keon's ADP is absolutely great. I mean, he's going outside the top 50 wide receivers, and yeah, I understand he wasn't the, you know, Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas Jr. sort of game-breaking rookie. But at the same time, you guys also the same games I did. I mean, it really did seem like he was starting to break out week 7 and 8. Unfortunately, he had that midseason hand and wrist injury that took him out. And then once he came back, Mac Hollins, Amari Cooper, shortening up his reps a little bit. So, end of the day, I mean, I would not be surprised, and I'm sure you guys wouldn't either, if Khalil Shakir is still the number one overall target. But if we had to take a bet on who's going to lead the team in deep ball opportunities, probably Keon. He did so last year. And then even the red zone, end zone targets. I mean, maybe Kincaid gets there, but for my money's worth, I would be going with Keon. So we can draft Josh Allen's primary deep ball and red zone specialist outside the top 50. I mean, this is sub Gabe Davis prices from even a few years ago. So again, I just think even if Keon is going to be taking a big step forward, which is possible, he's still only 22 years old. Last time I checked, it's illegal for these guys to get better at football. The more experience they get, I just think, again, at that price point, really does have a lot more upside than being given credit for.
Yeah, what I wonder about him is how the Bills will, if they will change at all how they utilize him. No Mac Hollins, so maybe there's more of the dirty work, the blocking on the table for him, but I think what we saw last year, Ian, was like the jump balls are pretty, but they're kind of inefficient. Is what you saw last year, he was a punt returner in college, and I felt like multiple times when he had the ball in his hands short, you saw him creating after. So that's one area, and then also like red zone. I mean, because really, if he pops in fantasy this year, I'd imagine, you know, that probably was started with him getting, you know, 9-10 touchdowns.
Yeah, 100%. I do think he is a good candidate looking at the sort of players, the Rashad Batemans of the world. He was kind of this, again, wide receiver 5 last year, wound up getting the double-digit touchdown season going. He's in the right offense to do so, right? So, again, Keon should be able to hopefully be Josh's primary fade guy in the tight areas of the field. But love that you brought up the ability after the catch, because that is the other selling point here. We have a guy who obviously can win those 50-50 situations, but was so impressive what he was doing after the catch. I mean, took that curl to the house against the Texans, had that sweet slant against the Titans where he broke a few tackles. Ultimately, per next-gen stats, Keon was the number one wide receiver in yards after the catch, above expected per reception last year. So the only other guys to do that since 2018 have been Deebo Samuel, DJ Moore, AJ Brown, and Jalen Waddle. So really good company there for Keon. And again, I would love to see the guy separate a bit more too, but when he drafted, everyone seemed to be in agreement that he was a bit more of a project wide receiver than normal. So we got the athletic ability. We know he can go up there and get it. He seems to have that dog in him as well. Let's get, you know, a little bit more polished routes. Hopefully year two in the system, and we'll see what happens.
And everyone said, most reports so far, that camp has gone really well for him. So we'll see if that translates to the regular season. Ian Harditz with us, the Fantasy Life Show, fantasylife.com. So elsewhere on the Bills' fantasy questions, I would wonder about James Cook and what would you see his upside of being, where he's being drafted. My wonder, Ian, is can it match what it was last year without the touchdowns being the same? He was, depending on where you look, like RB8 last season with 16 touchdowns. And that kind of leads me to think, well, that's the best case scenario. And do I want to be drafting a guy that early where it feels like if everything goes right, that it's going to be RB8 ranking overall? Or maybe you think there's more workload coming in other areas?
It was just wild to see how it worked out for him last year, because I was drafting a good amount of James Cook last season, but if you would have told me he was going to finish with 42 fewer touches than he had in 2023, I just would have assumed that I kind of whiffed on that pick. When you mentioned that, man, scoring all those touchdowns, things worked out just fine. So, again, RB11 on a per-game basis last year. The year before, he was RB19. So the fact you can buy him as kind of close to that RB15 range, I think it's a pretty nice sweet spot for the guy. And, hey, if the touchdowns do end up decreasing, hopefully the receiving workload gets going again, because, I mean, that really has been the one part of his game that I feel like hasn't been totally tapped into. Now, I've seen it, guys. There have legit been 4 or 5 drop touchdowns usually on those wheels over the past 2 seasons. But I always say, you know, kind of like talking about Will Fuller back in the day, as bad as it, you know, sucks to see these guys drop a touchdown, you got to be pretty freaking good to get open enough to drop a touchdown in the first place. So I still do think James Cook is a plus receiver. I know they have Ty Johnson to help do a lot of that third down work as well. But, man, they just paid him. So if there was ever be a time to maybe spruce up, give him an extra few touches per game, take him for more of a 200, 210 carry guy, getting more closer to 300 or so, that would be a situation where we could maybe see him boom. But it is always going to be tough with Josh Allen at the goal line, you know, taking those kind of tush-push touchdowns similar to Jalen Hurts. But for me, the way for him to kind of overcome some of that touchdown regression, if you will, would be just getting more work in the receiving game, which we know he's capable of, just maybe need a little bit more consistency.
The last bill I would want to get with you on is Dalton Kincaid, and I guess maybe that comes down to how you're drafting tight ends this year. I'm finding myself doing it early, either Kittle early on, or if I have a chance to get McBride, and not waiting on the position. If you do wait on the position, or maybe it doesn't fall your way, do you like Kincaid as one of those back end tight end one options, or are there a lot of other guys you like more?
No, I think he's exactly that sort of late-round dart that you can feel okay about. The price is cheap enough this year and not worry as much. Last year, Kincaid was going tight end six in a lot of these drafts, you know, so certainly had to spend a pretty penny to get him there. But basically, I'm kind of taking the Ricky Bobby first or last approach at quarterback and tight end this year. If you want to think about Barbeau as well, that's fine. If you want to go early and get one of the studs, Brock Bowers, Trey McBride, George Kittle, as you mentioned, or one of these dual-threat alien quarterbacks like your Josh Allen's. It's that middle range that I'm not going to going out of my way for. As much as Sam Laporta and TJ Hawkinson, okay, they deserve to be tight end four, tight end five. I just think that when they're going 50, 60 plus picks ahead of some of these other guys going, you know, after the pick 100, I'm more willing to wait because there are still such good running backs and wide receivers on the board throughout those middle rounds. So for me, that kind of first range of tight ends I really want to attack is actually going to be Packers, you know, Tucker Kraft. And we also have the first-round rookies in Tyler Warren and Colston Loveland. But right after them, you have the Jake Fergusons and Dalton Kincaids of the world. And, you know, it is one of these situations where anyone that's been playing fantasy, you've been hurt by Kyle Pitts a few times over these past years. So I'm hoping Dalton Kincaid isn't quite on that same sort of trajectory. But it is a position where we regularly see it take a little bit longer to produce these high-end numbers, both in real life and fantasy. So we've gotten spoiled by Sam Laporta and Brock Bowers over these last 2 years. But, you know, it just takes Kincaid till year three for him to actually put together a big season wouldn't be the biggest anomaly that position has ever seen.
Has Kyle Pitts become more memeable than any fantasy player ever? Or is that just my algorithm making jokes about people that draft Kyle Pitts? Maybe that's all it is.
So much of it too, man. He is going cheaper than ever at this point. We'll see if Darnell Mooney's going to be able to get out there. This Michael Penix guy, I think the verdict is very much out, and if he's going to be a great real life quarterback, but that dude, you know, he's got a little bit of that rookie second year Josh Allen in him, where no window looks too small for him to attempt to squeeze a pass in there. So I could see the Falcons being, you know, maybe a middle class man's version of like the Bengals in the NFC, because Lord knows that defense hasn't stopped many over the years. And hey, Penix is a gunslinger at heart.
Yeah. Throw some totals on that. I've been looking at that more this year than ever. How good is the defense for volume on the other side? I mean, the Bengals are like the most extreme example of that, and maybe some teams it's tougher to even project it. I don't know how much you incorporate that, though, like for every player is, hey, is this going to be the type of team where they're going to be running a lot of plays and playing catch-up because the defense is that poor?
Oh, no, it definitely matters. I mean, more so with the projections, but I was talking to our guy, Jerry McFarlane, who does our projections at Fantasy Life the other day, and he was talking about how George Pickens actually coming over to the Cowboys. On the one hand, okay, now you have CeeDee Lamb there. Pickens isn't going to be the number one. But because of how slow the Steelers move and their run-first philosophy, I mean, we literally have the Cowboys projected to have two extra games worth of pass attempts than the Steelers this year. So seems like more than enough ground for Pickens to make up. But, hey, that's another team where, again, I do think if we're using kind of the Bengals as this really good offense with a horrible defense, the Cowboys are matching that too, even to the point where they're taking it too seriously, and now they've pissed off their star edge rusher, Micah Parsons, just like Henderson over there in Cincy. So picking CD Dak, man, I'm not saying the Cowboys are going to be good in real life this year, but really should be appointment red zone viewing, and I think you could be pretty happy if you have these pass catchers on your fantasy squad.
I mean, I got a long shot Dak MVP bet for these reasons, just because of the if they make it and the totals are through the roof, then you never know. Part of that was what the odds were, too. Ian Harditz with us from FantasyLife.com. A couple other round-the-league things I wanted to rip through with you real quick. Joe Flacco starting in Cleveland, like that was kind of expected, but this is good, right, for all the Cleveland fantasy players involved?
Oh, it's great. I mean, especially relative to the other options, which are a pair of very unproven rookies and Kenny freaking Pickett out here. So with Flacco, man, over these past 2 years, the turnovers have been there. I mean, he rolled off his couch, got the next chance, probably final chance to be in the NFL. And I mean, he is not he's going down shooting, man. This dude is throwing the ball to his heart's desire, basically like another version of Jameis out there the way he's been playing. But if you do control for the games where Flacco has been, you know, just coming in late or coming in for an injured Anthony Richardson, he actually has more passing yards per game than Joe freaking Burrow over these past two seasons. So David Njoku, Jerry Jeudy, even Cedric Tillman, I do think the Browns are going to have some opportunities to put up some pass game numbers as long as they do give Flacco the chance to start. That said, just long-term, unless Flacco is just absolutely killing it, which, to the guy's credit, he was down the stretch in 2023, I do think they're going to be turning back to pick it or finding out what they have in these rookies sooner rather than later. So fun September, and hey, Browns got the Bengals in week one, man. That should be a pretty fun shootout right there.
The Rams, Stafford's back practicing with his back injury. Are you hesitant at all to go in on any of those highly priced Rams players because of Stafford and the possibility that, you know, if it flares up or he's missing games, that the whole thing maybe doesn't look the same?
I think Puka and the way they use him near the line of scrimmage is as QB-proof as you could ask for. Kyron and Davante Adams, if you want to use it as more of a tiebreaker, I mean, they are going round three, round four. There's plenty of other awesome players. So I would not besmirch, you know, anyone for choosing to do that. I will say, look, Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm not going to sit here and try to, you know, be the biggest Jimmy G apologist in the world, but if you had to go team by team and rank these backup quarterbacks, Jimmy G is going to come out near the top. It is funny to me how we're acting like, you know, no Stafford going to Garoppolo. It's going to be like the Rams going from this top five offense and looking like the Saints when Jimmy G literally leads the NFL history in yards per attempt. So he's a system quarterback. I get it. But, man, that Rams system with Sean McVay, with Puka, with Davante Adams, I wouldn't exactly put them in the Eagles or the Vikings tier of teams where, again, just the most QB-friendly offensive environments out there. But Rams are probably in that top five, top six. So, again, Puka, number one for sure. But if you do see Davante or Kyron slotting, man, I would not let them get into anything close to round five.
And then the Commanders. So they looks like they're going to trade Brian Robinson. Bill Krosky Merritt, or in your apps, Jacory, if you're looking for him. How far would you go to pick him? They did announce Chris Rodriguez as the starter the other day. He's a veteran there. They have Eckler. But how far would you go to draft the seventh round rookie?
You know, I still like Jamar Chase 101, but after that, no. Look, I do think that it's a great opportunity for the guy, and it is one of these test runs where, you know, we see these guys pop up every few years, James Robinson, you know, back in 2020 or whatever it was. So just because you haven't heard of the guy until now doesn't necessarily make him a fade by any stretch of the imagination. I would just caution with expecting too high of highs. We still are going to have Austin Eckler there taking most of that fantasy-friendly pass-down work. And not quite as extreme as Josh Allen, but still a dual-threat quarterback in Jaden Daniels, where he's going to be scrambling more instead of checking the ball down. He is also one of these quarterbacks who can make things happen on his own inside the five-yard line. So Bill Krosky Merritt, someone who, again, went from a complete unknown. Now he's up there in kind of that RB3 range next to dudes like Tyrone Tracy, Quinshon Judkins, with everything he's got going on. So, again, wouldn't be going out of my way for the guy necessarily. Chris Rodriguez, I think, as you mentioned, is going to still have a little bit of a role. But, man, training camp hype, you know, continues to be out of control, and I'd be remiss if I didn't get at least a few shares in the middle rounds.
Last thing for you. So fantasylife.com, I've seen that you guys do you do cover guillotine a little bit and different strategies on that. It's becoming a little more mainstream. Like, I know the apps are starting to implement it and the different sites are starting to do it automatically, which is a guillotine commissioner is great news, so I don't have to do everything manually. Do you have any advice or simple tips or tricks for somebody that might be doing it for the first time?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, the kind of rule of thumb is don't worry as much about rookies and don't be afraid to take some of the more boring veterans out there, right? Your Cooper Kupps of the world, even Adam Thielen at this point in time. Once again, these middle rounds, particularly if you are in a guillotine league where you have 18 different squads out there, it gets ugly in a hurry. So as much as you love these rookies and maybe these handcuffed guys, God forbid an injured player could be back before too long, again, it really is a situation where you're just playing to survive that next week. So you definitely don't want to get too cute early on in those drafts. But I couldn't agree with you more, man. I love these guillotine leagues because just as someone who's in way too many fantasy leagues to begin with, you know, I'm setting 20 different waiver wires and going through the Will Shipleys and these RB3s and RB4s of the world. You get to a guillotine league and it's like, oh my gosh, CeeDee Lamb's a free agent. Jalen Hurts is a free agent. Like, it's just such a blessing. And, you know, sometimes we draft bad fantasy teams. It happens. Well, at least in guillotine, man, you lose and your season's done. You know, you don't have to continue dragging along that corpse for the next 16 weeks of the year. So love guillotine, man. I'm happy that you've seen the good news yourself.
Definitely. Monday nights especially, like, I feel like the league itself is always more plugged in on the other matchups. Like, if I'm safe or, you know, half the league is safe, I feel like they are still into it to see, like, okay, Josh and Owen are they're within 1 point of each other. I got to see who's out. I feel like that, especially in the regular season, much more true in a guillotine league than any other league.
But, yeah, man, because think about it, a normal week, half the league is going to go home happy because you got the win. Half is going to be really upset because you didn't get the win. Guillotine, if you have 18 guys, 17 are going to be happy after week one because they went to one right. Job. So, again, really is a fun format. And you also don't even need 18. You can do two separate seasons of eight. I mean, again, so many possibilities and just all the cool stuff. So we do have guillotine leagues and plenty of content over at FantasyLife.com. So if anyone is trying to dip their toes in that water, man, could not recommend doing so enough.
FantasyLife.com, the Fantasy Life Show. You can check that out wherever you get your podcasts if you're looking to cram before your fantasy draft. Thanks, Ian, as always, and maybe we'll talk once the season gets rolling.
Thank you, man. Go Bills.
Ian Harditz on the Wester Hotline. Great memes, always, also. On Twitter. This is how much of a fantasy sicko I am, as I mentioned. My algorithm right now, everyone's got their algorithms at this point in life, right? Mine is just Kyle Pitts memes. Jokes about the guy that drafts Kyle Pitts. Any app I open now, that's what it is. I'll open the app right now, and I bet you it's one of the first three I get.
That happens to me too, and I'm not even a massive fantasy football. I like it. I enjoy it. I play a fair bit of it, but I'm not exactly plugged in at the same rate that you are, but I get them constantly too. Like, Kyle Pitts, just, he's coming back. He's going to come steal your soul yet again. It's time. Don't be fooled.
I guess it wasn't one of the first three, by the way. I've gone through like 10 and it hasn't come up. Where's everybody with the Kyle Pitts memes today?
I'm surprised your phone isn't listening. Didn't get you.
Right now I'm going to get it. Right. What was something extreme like that happened to me?
It happened
recently.
This morning, I was telling Josh about a story about, I was talking about a comedian I like,
yeah,
Mark Maron, and I was telling him about a specific story he has been telling publicly. I ran to the bathroom, I came back, I opened my phone, and the first thing that opened up was Maron telling the story that I was talking about. The first thing. And it was not because I had just seen it. I didn't talk about it because I'd just seen it. I was watching it like yesterday, the day before, and it just popped back up on a new platform in a new format. And it was just, oh yeah, here's this thing you were just talking about 30 seconds ago.
My wife has bought an app. Not bought an app. She downloaded an app. I think it's free. That stops you when you open one of the, like, TikTok or Instagram.
Makes you like
it's like a countdown.
Open it?
Yeah, it's like 10. It's like a 10-second countdown. Like, are you sure you want to open Instagram right now?
Smart.
And then it, like, tracks how many times that you say
it.
No, or do it, but both. But, like, right. How many times, like, it stopped you from actually opening the app and spending, I mean, it's easy to spend
an
countless
absurd amount of time just sitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad.
I try to avoid it for that reason.
I just sit there and
I'm not watching, not that I'm trying to watch TV all the time, but I'm not watching shows like I used to because I'm just spending 30 minutes on
right,
you know, YouTube shorts.
You end up, yeah, exactly. And now I produce all this stuff now, so I'm kind of in it.
Right, watch ours.
Watch our stuff, please. And, you know, you realize how much of that stuff is out there. It's just pumped out all day, every day. It's wild. And people just consume it all day, every day.
I did get through Stick on Apple TV.
How Marin's in that.
Yeah.
The guy I was talking about, he plays the caddy.
He's very good.
He's awesome.
Owen Wilson, it's a golf show. I wouldn't call it, I almost called it a sitcom. It's not quite a sitcom. On Apple TV, which every show I've ever watched on Apple TV, I love.
What is up with them?
Every show is so good. The acting, they have great actors in every show. You could tell how much money they're putting into the production and the writing. This was the first show I would say, it was okay.
That's what
every other show I've watched is unbelievable. This one was like, eh, it was fine.
I've heard that too. Marin actually mentioned it. He was like, it was fine.
Do you know the part though that I wonder if others would like it more than me, who's a golfer, who I can't take it seriously when every other episode, the big dramatic moment of the episode, oh, he's got 100 yards to the hole. And he's tied for the lead. And it goes in.
Oh, he's holing out.
He's holing out from 100 yards every other episode. Like, man. Come on, give me to the real world a little bit.
That sucks.
Like, come on.
Put it
to 2 feet.
That's tough.
It's still a great shot.
I watched the first episode maybe a week ago. I just haven't had time to go back and finish it. And I was like, this looks okay. I love Marin, so I was like, I'll watch it for that. And that makes me not even ever want to go near it again.
It is good. It's good. It is worth your time, but those are the couple moments that might drive you crazy.
Yeah, that'll like, get to me.
This one's not going to go in, right?
Right.
And then it goes like, all right. What are we doing now? We're skipping the ball off ponds into the hole on purpose. Just okay.
Oh man. All right.
But there's only a couple moments like that.
Any one of those, I'm maybe going to throw my TV out the window.
This is really just what life is. We complain about the weather. We go back and forth to complaining about the weather and complaining about the things we watch.
Yeah, right.
Back and forth, back and forth.
What's happening? How do we feel?
Yeah.
It all sucks.
When we come back, more fantasy chatter, just a little bit more. Mike Shope coming up. He's on his way to Louisville for a fantasy tournament / draft, more so. As your drafts are coming up, Mike's going to join the show after this. Jody Biasi, Jeremy White's off today. This is WGR.
He is a lot of.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Pride in who he is and what he does and how he does things and confidence in himself as a competitor and a football player. And those are all good things. But at the end of the day, the work has got to be put in, and he put in work this offseason, starting with the end of the season last year. So, you know, again, I tip my cap to him, because to say it is one thing, but to do it is another, and that's what separates a lot of people.
Sean McDermott on Keon Coleman. Morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off today. Getting you into your weekend. Norton Automotive Extra Point Show coming up in about a half hour. Talk some fantasy with Ian Harditz. Talk some more fantasy with Mike Shope, who's on his way to the Kentucky Fantasy Football State Championship in Louisville. Have you been to Louisville?
No. And strangely, the actual drafts are in Indiana.
Wait a minute.
So
the draft is in, but you're on your way to Louisville, but then the draft is in Indiana?
Louisville is kind of the center of the action, but you cross the state line. It's right across the border into Indiana, and that's where, at a casino, that's where all the drafts actually take place. By the way, did you have any PTSD watching Olamide Zaccheaus prance into the end zone for the
Yes, I absolutely did. In fact, I think I said it out loud the second it happened. I hate that guy, because he cost me a fantasy championship last year. And he was in your lineup because of, what, five injuries in a championship?
Yeah, it was Atlanta-Washington, a memorable fantasy game, week 17, Sunday night, and you had McLaurin, who went 1-for-5.
1-for-5.
And I had that guy who might have gone 8-for-90 or something.
Yeah. Oh my! There cannot be many that had him in championship games, maybe in like a best ball at that point, but not in like a real lineup, I can't imagine. Under
Nobody would have drafted him in best ball either, so you're right.
Yeah, so maybe nobody did. So we just talked with Ian Harditz about Coleman. There's Coleman a little bit there from McDermott. He could not convince me to draft him. He's one of his my guys on the season. I don't know how you're treating him. I haven't drafted him, I don't think, a single place anywhere.
I'm not going out of my way, but I like the argument. I talked to Ian a couple of days ago on Matthew Collar's podcast, and he brought up Coleman. He does have his fans in the fantasy space right now. And like last year, this is good or bad, like last year, you just sort of want, intuitively, you want somebody on the Bills. You know, one of the pass catchers, somebody's got to get there on an Allen team. And last year, nobody did. It was Cook and his 16 rushing touchdowns who got there. I mean, nobody drafted Mac Hollins either. And Shakir gives you a floor. But Coleman is so cheap, Joe, like it's round 9 or 10 or thereabouts, so he's going to be your like wide receiver 5, and I like that. I mean, I think in best ball where you don't set lineups, it's easier because you might be able to get a couple of spike games from him, and you might also have games that are kind of a headache. So that slows you down a little bit. But at that price, I think it's a makeable bet.
Yeah, I mean, to me, how would it look if he outpaces, I mean, the guys around him, Josh Downs, Jaden Reed, Pittman, he's got to get double-digit touchdowns. Like, him being that would be it for me, at least. Him being, like, a high-volume, 100-target, 120-target receiver in this offense, I don't consider that really possible at all. It would be, for me, more, he had 12 touchdowns on the season.
And it's like what you talked about with Ian. It's run after the catch, and it's getting in the end zone. That's right. And he's very capable at those two things. I mean, I don't love the player, but I think, again, the bet on the Bills' offense is a good bet, usually. And, I mean, some of those, even the guys you mentioned that go earlier than Coleman usually are iffy. I mean, what are the Colts going to be
right for
Downs and for Pittman? And, you know, Green Bay always has, like the Bills, a little bit of an assortment of options. And Reed might be good, but they just drafted their first-round receiver in, like, 20 years or something in Matthew Golden. So it's really about the price, and I think in that range you can just take your chances with any of those guys.
So Coleman, that's Harditz is my guy. Who's the guy or guys you're finding yourself drafting the most these days?
It's turning into a Brock Bowers make or break year for me. I did a main event draft on ADP chasing Monday night, and I talked to those guys every week. They all love Bowers. And then the pick came at 103, and we went with Gibbs, and it's kind of because they didn't have Gibbs. You know, it turns into that kind of thing when you're drafting a lot. But I mean, Bowers in the second round, if it's not tight end premium, feel like you just, in home leagues, you're done at tight end once you pick him. Or McBride. You don't need a second one. You'll never play him. And once you get past Tucker, Kraft, or even Kincaid, everybody's pretty much the same. So I'm not, like, going out of my way, but it seems to always happen that I'm in the mid-second, and it's Bowers or it's A.J. Brown, who's getting older and has a couple of injury concerns, or it's Chase Brown. I don't know. I feel like Bowers is just too easy.
Yeah, I'm ending up with McBride a lot. We might be going... Part of the reasons we're getting these guys might be similar. I'm not ending up with Bowers anywhere. I am drafting Jacoby Myers a lot. And maybe that's because we both think, like, the Raiders, I don't know, the defense is bad, and Geno Smith is going to throw for yards, and, like, those two guys feel like the only show in town.
I like Myers, too. I mean, he's underrated, and he's in that same range as the guys we talked about already, Coleman, right, and maybe a little bit above that, Stephon Diggs. So Myers is, you know, he's like Shakir, but for fantasy better. He's going to give you that floor. The risk, I guess, with them is, and this is Bowers too, is like it's Pete Carroll, and are they going to run the ball constantly? They did draft Ashton Jeanty at, 106 this year, and he might be great. But it's Bowers is a cut above, I think, in that context because, I mean, he was third in the league in catches as a rookie at tight end, where everybody just kind of embraced the history, which was rookie tight ends are never good. And he kind of broke that. So, but I think Myers is fine.
Yeah. Well, we didn't get to quarterback with Ian. Let's do that a little bit here. Are you drafting them right away? I mean, probably not. If you're going Bowers early, I can't imagine you're ending up with Jackson, Allen, or Daniels much. Are you waiting right to the end?
Exactly right. I think it's really risky to take a tight end and an early quarterback both. So I'm not doing much of that. I looked at my exposures on Underdog the other day, and Allen, Jackson, they're all like less than 5%, which is a little scary. But I like the guys in the middle. I like taking two in the middle. Prescott is a easy win for me. Like, I think I you mentioned him for MVP, right? I love that.
I have an MVP bet on Dak, which, by the way, you're in territory now, I think, where you could be looking at that. Oh, you're probably driving, so.
Yeah, I know. I'm in Pennsylvania. One of these states is going to have MVP.
Yes.
I don't think it's Pennsylvania. It might have to be Kentucky.
No, I think,
I don't know. We'll find out.
Ohio, I think, is maybe where I made mine, but whatever.
Okay. West Virginia, I think, is one, but I'm not headed there. Prescott, May, Caleb Williams, of course, Justin Fields. I mean, all those guys, give me two of those and have them be a little bit different. Maybe Fields and Goff or Love or somebody like that, or McCarthy, even Murray. I mean, I think that's the way I want to play quarterback. I don't want to wait till the very end and get stuck, but I like the guys in the middle.
Yeah, there's so many of them. That's the thing, right? Like, I mean, from Mayfield all the way down to, like, what, Jordan Love? Is that a good breaking point here? I feel like there's 10 guys that could reasonably finish, like, as quarterback 5 on the season.
And, you know, there's even Patrick Mahomes, who is cheaper than ever. I mean, that's the 7th round or so, and we know what the upside can look like there. So, yeah, I mean, that's what I would want to do, too.
Mike Schoep with us. He's on his way to the Kentucky State Fantasy Football Championships in Indiana, by the way. That's what he's on his way to. Anything you've changed because of the preseason versus when you drafted before? Jackson Dart, I mean, he's probably not going to start. This could be a change, like Daniel Jones at quarterback. Is there anything you've changed based on the preseason?
You brought up Jacory Kroski-Merritt with Ian, and that's one you have to at least process. You don't have to do it, but that's been a big story. And Brian Robinson, in that main event draft I mentioned, we drafted both of those guys. I like Robinson for his being cut or traded and maybe landing someplace like Houston and really paying off. One other name, though, I think is interesting here is Harold Fannin with Cleveland because they've treated him like a starter. He rested last week, and he's a rookie. Like, who does that? Right. So I think he might be somebody that becomes relevant. Maybe Njoku ends up being a deadline trade. It seems like they really like him. So I would say him, and I think, you know, the Bills are in Tampa tomorrow. And Ibuka is a big mover since camp and preseason opened.
Yep.
With Godwin hurt and Evans is older, now McMillan is hurt. So Ibuka is jumping up two or three rounds, and I'm all in on that.
Yeah, I had him in a dynasty league, traded him a week after that draft, before camp, before preseason and anything, and I very much regret that because it feels like that's gonna work. They throw the ball a lot, and Godwin's out, and now McMillan is out. Like, it just feels like everything has been, oh, this is gonna happen right away for him. So
yeah, and that's what you need. Sometimes that's what a lot of these bets on rookies are all about, especially like the running backs that get drafted on Saturday, is there have to be injuries. And last year, if you drafted like me and focused on that, you got crushed because all these veteran running backs stayed healthy and never left the field. Kamara, Connor, Mixon, Jacobs, all those guys, quintessentially Barkley and Derrick Henry. And so it was a losing bet. But I think I'm not daunted by that. I think that was sort of a fluke year.
Yeah. What do you think of Tet McMillan? I drafted him. I did not like him in the draft a lot. And I did end up drafting him in one of my big leagues, a longtime league I've had last weekend, in part because I feel like every day I open something up and somebody is convincing me further. Like, no, you should love this guy. He's going to be great.
I mean, there's always going to be a range of opinions on a prospect like that, and there certainly is or was with him. But the opportunity is there, the draft capital. There's no excuse for not feeding him right away. Bryce Young made a big move last year. If you trust that, I kind of do. And there's no other obvious option there. It's not Brian Thomas, Travis Hunter. I mean, you've got Adam Thielen, Jalen Coker, Leggett. So I think there are a lot of arrows up for McMillan, and I think he's a great pick in drafts because he, in home leagues, he might go round five or six, and high stakes he'll sometimes go into round three.
Yeah, and Thielen might get traded. There was maybe I'm going a long way, but I think Kevin O'Connell got asked about him and he smiled and didn't say anything or something like that.
Yeah. Yes.
So maybe he's even on the move.
Not allowed to say anything, but Matthew Collar is big on that idea that he's going back to Minnesota.
Dealing back to Minnesota. All right, well, drive safe, Louisville. Check out the Muhammad Ali Museum. I've heard good things about. Check that out.
My wife and son were just there this summer, and my wife insists that I go.
All right.
I'll be tomorrow.
Awesome. I just watched, and then there were Kings last week, so I would be in the mood to see pictures. Yeah, when we were
next
Kings.
Next time we chat, it'll have to be about that. A great movie.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
Bye, Joe.
Mike Shope, fantasy football draft this weekend. Hopefully you've got one yourself. Extendo Sports on the way next, and then the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on the way here on WGR.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, time for Extendo Sports. Norton Automotive Extra Point Show is coming up.
Can't confirm.
Should be fun.
Good.
Should be. I don't want to give too many expectations.
Oh, come on. You got to deliver some sort of promise. Fanfare.
You set the bar low and then you oversell.
Bingo.
That's the key. There's a bracket I just discovered on social media. There is a asterisk that is in the smallest print imaginable that does provide proper context. But before we get to that, because I didn't see it, the bracket is the best sitcom character of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So like a number one seed, Larry David. Perfectly acceptable.
That's fine, yeah.
Hilarious. I'm scrolling, I'm looking. Michael Scott, two seed, fine. George Costanza, 13 seed.
That does feel like someone that's like 15 years old made this.
Offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. That.
Yeah.
That is not.
In the break, I heard you say what, Owen, and I felt it from the depths of your soul.
And him being the only Seinfeld character included, all four should be in this bracket, and all four should be six seeds or earlier.
I'm going to have a seizure right now.
Hang on. There's also only 16 characters in there, which is already enough of a cutting line that like it's
still should be four Seinfeld characters.
I think, yeah, all four Seinfeld characters, 100%.
There should be one in each region, like a 64.
They should be the four one seeds.
I can argue five. David Putty.
Honestly.
He wasn't even a recurring guest or a recurring or whatever, featured star. Yeah. Then I did see in the tiniest print ever, asterisk, 1998 to present. Which I think you only get one Seinfeld season.
Oh.
Yeah.
But why did they pick 1998?
That's like the
worst. It's such a strange year. It's not
recency bias. That's what it is. They want stuff that people will see and know what they're talking
about. But why didn't they do 30 years? Why are they doing 27 years? It's such a weird number to pick. That's what I'm saying. Why didn't they do 25 years? Go 2000 and now.
Maybe they wanted to shoehorn getting in Hal from Malcolm in the Middle.
That is what my guess is. They wanted somebody in this bracket that they was just outside the timeline.
They didn't
want to go to 95. Because that's too much Seinfeld, and now I've got to put. Now it's just become Seinfeld.
And I love It's Always Sunny. Frank and Dennis being at 3 and 4, that's a little much.
Wait, because what's Costanza and what is Frank and Dennis?
That's the first matchup. It's a number 4 Dennis Reynolds against 13 Frank George Costanza.
And Frank Reynolds has a 3 seed.
You got to turn my mic off. I'm going to start swearing.
I mean, that is.
I don't like this bracket.
Like an episode of Sunny.
That's ridiculous.
That's a great matchup, though. It shouldn't be happening in the first round.
Correct. Or the seed should be flipped.
The seed flipping is fine. I think that would be great.
Yeah.
I would even be offended by 4 for Costanza, but whatever.
Right. He's one seed or nothing. Ugh. One seed or nothing.
Jeez.
Very quickly, before we get to the extra point show, does anybody remember off the top of their head what Spencer Brown makes per year?
Nope.
Yeah, no.
Off the top of my head, no.
Okay. New contract in the league. Taylor Moten, Carolina, right tackle. 2 years, $44 million. $40 million of it is guaranteed. It's a massive contract. Whoa, it's only a two-year deal. Spencer Brown makes $18 million a year. I feel like Spencer Brown's a better player.
Yeah.
Yeah, more years. You got to get your tackles situated.
You do.
If you got
and Brown signed last year, so yeah, inflation right. with the cap, that makes sense.
Owen, Josh, have fun with Sports Talk Saturday tomorrow for me.
Thank you. Yes, tune in. Me and Josh are hosting Sports Talk Saturday, 11 to 2. Yeah. Pre-game for Bills Bucks. Should be fun.
And love then it. Zach and I will jump in for actual pregame for Bills Bucks.
Exactly.
Woo! 7:30 kickoff. Preseason game number 3 tomorrow night.
A second night preseason game.
You love that.
Offensive at best.
By the way, tonight in the preseason, if you are looking for some football on, you have Chicago and Kansas City, and both teams are playing their starters.
Oh.
Mahomes is playing tonight.
Wow.
And so is Caleb Williams.
Let's go.
I don't know that there's another team that is playing their starters.
Miami.
Yeah, let's put Tua behind center in a preseason game. Great idea. The Chiefs often do play Mahomes, and he has not played in this preseason yet. He's thrown one pass. So I guess I'm not that stunned.
That's right. It was the first preseason game. They had, I think, a kick return to like the 3-yard line.
Yep, but they're playing tonight. All right, that'll do it for us. Stay tuned for the Extra Point Show. And tune in tomorrow for Sports Talk Saturday from 11 to 2. And I'll talk to you on Monday. Stay tuned here on WGR.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.